and Joanna Brenner, retired PSU faculty member who writes on feminist theory and politics. Again, that's Wednesday, May 7th at Portland State University's Smith Center, room 238, at 1825 Southwest Broadway in Portland. More information can be found at kbu.fm on the right-hand side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO is proud to co-sponsor the 5th Annual Law and Disorder Conference, May 9th through 11th at Portland State University. This conference calls for people, movements, organizations, and collectives to present alternative accounts to the political dimensions of civic engagement, mutual aid, and revolution. The conference starts Friday, May 9th with a facilitated discussion on the politics of solidarity, lessons learned from the struggle, and continues for 2 days of panel discussions, tabling, and more. Again, that's the 5th Annual Law and Disorder Conference, May 9th through 11th at Portland State University. More information can be found at kbu.fm on the right side of the homepage, under Community Events.
Now, folks, don't turn off that dial. Don't move that dial. Don't go to some other station besides which they're all raising money, too. Here's the deal. Here's the deal. This is KBOO 90.7 on your FM dial. This is community radio. This is listener-sponsored radio. This is your responsibility as well as ours. This is your opportunity to yet again step forward, grab the microphone, and make us all survive. Yeah?
Make us all survive.
I don't know. Something.
Make us survive.
Help us survive. Okay, what we need you to do right off the bat, let's get this out of the way, is you call 1-877-500-5266.
That's only step one.
That's the first step.
Step two?
Yeah, then you...
Give us some money!
Yeah, money! Money!
Well, how can we put that a little more diplomatically? A little more delicately?
We have no sponsorship from large corporations.
Yeah.
The government has turned its back on us.
Uh-huh.
We are independent and progressive.
Yeah.
What we do keeps the community's change agencies alive.
Mm-hmm.
We are engaged always in the struggle for equality and justice, social justice for everyone.
True.
What more? Oh, we have the best music.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, best music. And the programming sometimes is entertaining.
Sometimes it is.
Sometimes it is.
That's. So give us some money.
Yeah, give us some money. Okay, now, this is Abe Proctor.
Yep.
I am Joe Uris. The regular number to call in to make trouble is 231-8187.
Yes.
I want to revisit the water issue, which we did some stuff on last week.
We did do some stuff on it. Yes, we did.
I've since then done a little more research.
Mistakes were made. Stuff was done. Things were discussed.
Things happen.
Yes.
There's the things you plan on, the things you... never mind. You know.
Okay, so we'll do that in just a second.
Yes.
First,
yes,
we ought to make people aware of a couple of salient facts.
Salient facts.
Salient facts.
Go for it.
Fact number one.
Okay.
An anonymous sugar daddy or mama, sugar ancestor, is matching donations this morning.
Wait, what does that mean?
Up to $500... Your donation will be matched dollar for dollar.
So if somebody gives like $100, it's $200?
That's right.
If they give $20, it's $40?
That's right.
If they give $1 million, it's $2 million.
That's correct.
Well, no. Up to $500.
That's correct.
Let's be real.
Yes. So okay. That's salient fact number one.
Okay. So the salient fact number one is every dollar you give is matched one on one. So you get $2 for every one.
Salient fact number two.
What's number two?
Which may or may not play into long-standing fantasies amongst our listeners.
Whoa.
Have you, listener, ever dreamed of dining alone with Joe Uris? Have you ever dreamed of gazing through the candlelight into his roomy eyes?
I have hay fever. It's very roomy.
Have you ever dreamed of listening to Joe hack and sniff across from you at the dinner table? Well, that dream can become reality, gentle listeners. That's right. For a mere $500 donation, you can have dinner with Joe Uris at Higgins Restaurant.
You and a friend.
You and a friend.
Right. And there's two of those, so you could even have a party of four.
That's true, you could. I have $500
per couple.
Couple,
yeah.
Dinner with Joe Uris at Higgins Restaurant.
And. Go ahead. You want to tell him?
Higgins Restaurant, of course, a pioneer in the sustainable local organic food movement here in Portland, and pretty damn tasty to boot.
Very tasty, pretty expensive for ordinary folk, but in this case, the wine is covered.
The tip is covered.
The tip is covered by us.
By KBOO.
By KBOO. It'll be a three-course meal, full meal, and there'll be many choices. And this is the best deal of all. If you give $600 rather than $500, I won't go.
What could be better?
I mean, really?
Dinner with Joe Uris without Joe Uris.
For $600.
That is just a magical
you want to see me drag along.
Opportunity.
If you want to see me there at $500.
Yeah, now think about this now.
Okay.
Say you've got $500 just burning a hole in your pocket.
Oh, yeah, that'll be true.
You can call up. You can dial 877-500-5266 right now.
Right now.
You can pledge that $500. It will be matched by our sugar ancestor, and you will be able to have dinner at Higgins.
Whoa. This is a deal.
It is a deal.
Yeah, and you know, Greg Higgins was originally one of the early slow food people in Portland.
Mm-hmm.
His kitchen is one of the best in the nation, not just the state. He's won lots of awards, James Beard, et cetera. He was one of the first to be a locavore, that is to produce foods from local resources. Mm-hmm. Thus saving the environment.
Mm-hmm.
He's very cool.
Yep.
Very nice guy.
Stuff tastes good, too.
And the food tastes really good.
Yep.
Okay, so this is an opportunity of a lifetime. I wouldn't want to miss it if I were the kind of person who wouldn't want to miss it. No, it's really a good deal. I would assume there must be somebody out there who has the kind of money that would make this a great gift.
And indeed. And as you mentioned, for an additional $100, you won't even be there.
Yeah, or I could be. I mean, you know, but they don't have to. They get to choose.
That's just the icing on the cake. You know, there might even be cake at Higgins that day.
There might be cake. The thing is that it can be two couples that go in together for $1,000.
True.
Which makes a table. Or, you know, two separate couples and a romantic getaway, and like for another $100 you get rid of me so you don't have to hear me.
Yeah, if only it were that easy.
Yeah, really. Okay, listen, we are in the middle of what is called in this trade a pledge drive. We're also in the middle of a pledge drive competing with our other nonprofits in the area. We want to make sure you know that we are not in any way corporately sponsored.
Not at all.
And the government, you know, Obama is not slipping us any money.
No.
Congress doesn't give us any money.
No.
The only people that really give us money are people like you, and I have to say, people like Greg Higgins, who's donating 4, 5, 6 meals.
Yeah.
Well, how is that cool? I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, that's great.
You just want to have two free dinners at Higgins.
I'm willing to give up my free dinners in exchange for an extra $100. So
that's so big of you.
Humiliate me, please. Make it $600, and we're anxiously awaiting to hear you. I want to talk a little bit about the water thing.
Sure.
I think last week we had a long discourse about why this new proposal to change the whole structure of the water and sewer system should happen. I have done a lot of research, and I have some very, very specific concerns. First of all, I really do believe that David Schaff's operation of the Water Bureau has been too long and not very good. And I do believe the city council has not been as responsible and as careful and as thoughtful as it should be on this issue. The question really is, well, what to do about that? Now along comes extremely opportunistic, highly powerful outfits like Wacker Siltronics and the beer industry and the soft drink industry. They put up a bunch of money. They get people out in the street. They have a proposal to create a separate, entirely separate water and sewer system, not under the city council, with little local districts, not including a lot of the east side, by the way. And the idea is, well, you get to vote for your district person, and it'll be more Democrat. Well, what's going to happen is you'll have an election where there's no limit on money. People can essentially control the Water Bureau who have money.
So it's like every other election.
Well, pretty much, except except in this case, it really takes power away from the overall city government and gives it into the hands of a new and untried process. But there are more issues than that involved in it. I always like to ask the main question with any proposal, where's the money coming from? In other words, follow the money.
Sure.
And in this case, when I follow the money, I find out that, as I said, the big money, a lot of big money, is pushing to get this new untried approach for water and sewer. And that worries me. It worries me a lot. I think there are a lot of sincere people who are sincerely and in some cases quite rightly angry at the way the city has handled the water and sewer systems. But mostly what I think is people do not realize the enormous costs that were choiceless that have risen, have caused the rise in sewer and water rates. The fact of the matter of the big pipe, the fact of the matter of all kinds of requirements, most of them federal mandates, many of them environmentally very sound, that have raised the rates for water and sewer. And if you're an ordinary person, you or I, let's say, this is scary and angering, and you want to do something about it. And here comes a thing that says, well, here we are. We'll give you your own Water Bureau and your own Sewer Bureau, all your own. But there's nothing in the legislation as written that will guarantee you or even show you a way to reduce the rates, because the same federal requirements will still apply. Hmm. It's, you know, you're changing leadership, as it were, for an untried leadership of locally elected people who can easily be, the positions can much more easily be bought. The smaller the district, the cheaper it is to buy them, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you end up with these districts, and you end up with the same problems of enormous costs. The main big cost coming up is the cleaning up of the Willamette River. And that really is under the sewer department. That really is a problem that started in World War II and continued unabated until fairly recently. Hmm. We have a toxic river killing the fishes and making life miserable for all other sea creatures. And it has to be dealt with.
Right, and you know, river creatures too.
Right, river creatures too. The people that foolishly swim down there. Okay, so this is really important. This is this question of control of the board, who's putting up the money, who would be on the board, and the reality that there's nothing in this measure that would lower water bills.
So you said the important question to ask yourself in these situations is follow the money. Where is the money coming from? Yes, very important question.
Right.
There's another parallel question I think that's equally important.
What's that?
And interestingly, it often has the same answer as the first question. Who benefits?
Ah.
Cui bono?
Ah.
So who benefits here?
Well, obviously, if there's a new board, you can manipulate it, persuade it relatively easily to give advantage to large water users. There's nothing to stop it under this new change to the charter.
Hmm. So if large water users bought the elections for this new board,
which would be easier to do than under the present city council system,
then essentially our water system would be administered for their benefit and not for
residential water users. It certainly could be. There's no reason to expect that it would be more benign than the existing system. So, you know, and this is very sincere people are involved in this. A lot of people are very angry at the Water Bureau, very angry at the sewer people. And the result of that, that generalized anger and the rising rates of water and sewer service have made a lot of people ready to do whatever they think they can do to stop it. Well, this will change the way in which those bureaus are administered and run, but it won't do a thing to deal with the costs. And it's very dangerous. It's a very dangerous precedent, particularly when you break off this board, each of these little board districts, you have an election. Hey, those are really easy to influence money-wise.
Sure.
So I'm saying, and this is my judgment, that there are needs in the Water Bureau, needs in the Sewer Bureau. The City Council has been unresponsive. Over the years, a lot of mistakes have been made. The leadership in the Water Bureau is terrible. All kinds of things need to be changed, including not covering the reservoirs. All of this needs to be dealt with. But this measure is absolutely irrelevant to really dealing with those problems. And this is a very dangerous precedent in breaking up city government, and is also something that is being presented in a very naive way. And it's really obviously, I think, a scam which will, in the end, create more power and less cost for the big water users, and potentially, well, somebody's got to pay for all this stuff, and I think that's going to be you. So I'm saying, no, this is not the solution. I think, for example, there ought to be a measure on the ballot sometime in the near future to insist that the city really fight with the federal government on covering the reservoirs. And we have, we have bad leadership in the city Water Bureau. I mean, Schaff, actually, some kid pees in the reservoir. So that's one part of urine, which is relatively clean stuff, by the way. One part of urine for every billion parts, something like that, of water in the reservoir. And then he empties the reservoir as a dramatic gesture. Yeah. See how dirty it is.
Yeah. People were pissed, man.
That's funny use of phrasing, isn't it?
Well, not that funny. No.
Well, anyway, and it was nonsense. It was just another way to put pressure on people to make them afraid. And this is the kind of thing that outrages people, and it leads them to vote for this thing. But I think it's a bad thing.
All right, bad thing.
Bad thing.
Water thing is bad.
It's a bad, all right, bad thing.
So we're interested in hearing what you think about this.
What?
So about the water thing.
You're interested in hearing what they
what
think.
What they
about.
Think.
They.
You, listeners.
Yeah,
the
231-8187.
Is the number to call? Yes.
Yeah.
But there's another number.
What's that?
That we want you to use first.
Okay.
877-500-5266. That is the number to become
could
a member.
Could you say that again?
Of KBOO. 877-500-5266.
So let's be clear. Right now we have a match. Every dollar anyone puts in up to $500 is doubled.
Yes.
Okay. So this is a good time to contribute to KBOO.
That's correct.
Really good time.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever you can afford, $20, $100, $200, $30, whatever you can afford,
yep,
is matched.
Yep.
So every dollar turns into $2. But there's another deal on top of that deal.
There's another deal.
The other deal
is a romantic dinner for three with Joe Uris.
And for an extra $100, I won't go.
It becomes a romantic dinner
for
two.
And there are two of those. That is, this deal applies to two couples, $500 each. That's, that means really good food under really good conditions, everything paid for.
Good food and good conditions.
Yes, absolutely. Very romantic. And it'll be cool.
That's true. And as you mentioned, an extra $100, you won't be there.
That's the
deal. And presumably that would make a quieter dinner.
Well, presumably it would also make it more romantic. And gazing into my eyes is not so romantic. Gazing into your friend's eyes.
I do it every week, and it doesn't do a lot for me.
Doesn't do a thing for you. I know.
No. So that's yours for a mere $500 today.
Yes.
Yes.
These are good deals.
They are very good deals, and they're for a good cause.
Yeah. So I think we need to establish the fact that we're making good deals, that KBOO is a good thing.
Yes.
That our criticism of the Water Bureau change is a bad thing. You don't agree with me?
Our criticism is bad?
No.
Or the change itself is bad?
The change itself is bad.
Okay.
Okay. So those are the things that we are really concerned about. We have to come to you to raise money because, again, there ain't nobody out there but you.
It's true, there ain't.
It's listener-supported radio. It really means that.
That's me. That's right. If you're a listener, then we need you to support us.
And we know you're there. hear you knocking.
That's true. In fact, we have somebody on the line as we speak. Who's next, Steve? Well, I lied. Yes.
Pitchers, wait, pitchers. Holy smoke, pitchers. Yeah. Hi, pitchers.
You tell them, Steve.
Hey, there
hey.
You go.
Hey, guys. We have people to thank.
Yes.
All
thank
right.
you, thank you, thank you to Larry from Sheridan, Leslie from Portland, Jay from Portland,
all right.
and Corey from Eagle Creek.
All right.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yay, Eagle Creek.
Yes, yes. So there are listeners out there wide and far, and they can't wait to take advantage of this matching opportunity. The first $500 that comes in during this hour will be matched dollar per dollar. So if you give $1, it will become $2. If you give $200, it will become $400. It is just that simple. But you have to make a move. You have to make a move to your phone and call 877-500-5266.
And then there's dinner.
Hey, that's right. There's dinner, and this matching thing, Abe. I want you to know, is that a sweet ancestor, sweet sester?
That sounds kind of strange.
Yeah, okay.
But sure.
Yeah. But moving on, we also have another option.
Right.
And the other option I understand is dinner for two. With Joe Uris. I mean, where can you get this kind of deal, right? You put up $500, two people can have an intimate dinner with Joe Uris.
And I'm a very sloppy eater, so it'll be entertaining.
And you know, just think, you will then have the opportunity to make Joe be quiet. Right?
Yeah,
I mean,
good luck
talk about the power that you will have. I mean, can you imagine having dinner with Joe Uris in his fancy-dancy restaurant downtown?
You know, you can dress up for this dinner or not.
Well, you can dress up, but it will be interesting to see what Joe Uris picked to wear for this dinner.
Yeah.
I mean, that alone is worth the $500.
You know, Joe, you mentioned that for another $100, for $600, you won't show up. For $700, will you serenade the couple at the table with your melodious voice?
This is really a cruel offer.
I know.
Yes, yes. For $700, I will sing "O Sole Mio."
Oh, nice.
And I bet for $800.
Yeah.
He won't.
You got it.
877-500-5266. We have a lot of fun here when we are encouraging you to become a member. But the serious message is we need you. We need you to join the K-Boo family. We need you to call us now at 877-500-5266. And we want to thank.
Yeah. And speaking of restaurants, we want to thank the couple of restaurants that are providing food for our volunteers today. I want to thank New Cascadia Traditional at 1700 Southeast 6th Avenue and Bombay Chiat House. I believe that's pronounced probably wrong. 804 Southwest Yamhill. Thank you to those restaurants for providing food. And speaking of restaurants, we have this offer on the table, friends. $500. You and another person and Joe Uris at dinner at Higgins Restaurant in Portland with wine. Preferably in the glass, not spilled on Joe's shirt.
What shirt? I don't have to wear a shirt.
Oh, wow.
Listen, here's the deal.
For $1,000, he'll wear clothes today.
For another $100, for $600.
Where are we here?
I won't even show up.
There you go.
It's a real deal.
Well, Joe, I think that this is going to be one of those kind of watershed gifts.
Watershed gift?
Yes. I think it's one of those gifts that will just keep giving and giving. but people will have to call because I don't think these two $500 minimum pledge dinner gifts are going to last long. So you have to call now, 877-500-5266, because everybody wants to eat with Joe Uris.
I don't know about that, but everybody, you know, the fact of the matter is Portland has a great restaurant scene, and one of the earliest establishers of that system, of that scene, was Greg Higgins. Slow food, training in Europe, food that is really, really, really good. You know, it's kind of an opportunity. Some of us don't really often go out to eat. It's expensive, you know.
And we don't often get to Higgins because that, you know, the food is great, but it is a little spendy.
And if I'm normally out and I see Joe out eating someplace, I go the other direction.
I see.
Well,
that's scary.
Yeah.
And you know, I have enormous respect for the restaurant industry, and I think it is really part of the renaissance that has made Portland what it is today.
Yes.
Whether or not you eat tacos or more expensive food, and this is such an unusual opportunity. I called Greg. I've known him for a while, and asked him whether he would do this, and he said yes.
How That's cool great. Is that?
So that is very generous and very cool.
Yes.
And of course, I want to be clear about this. The wait staff is not going to get shafted in this, because KBOO will cover the gratuity.
The gratuity. How gratuity. Wonderful.
Joe, so it's a win-win all the way around.
It's a win-win, but only if you call 877-500-5266. I mean, it would be worth it to see Joe Uris all dressed up in a tie.
Where did I see a tie?
Well, I mean, you're Gunnar Higgins, right? You got to look the part.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know,
and I've seen people in nothing but a jockstrap.
There is a dress code. You even have to have a jacket on at Higgins.
No, you don't. There's no dress code.
Hey, that's what I hear.
That's not true.
877-500-5266. Or KBOO.FM, but make sure you ask to have your gift matched. And if you're one of the lucky ones that get to go and have dinner, make sure that you tell Joe how you want him to dress.
I will agree. If for people who make this commitment, I will dress reasonably appropriately.
Will you wear a nun's habit if they ask you for it?
A nun's habit?
Yes. If they make the request?
No.
Will you do it?
I won't go and drag.
Oh, okay.
No drag.
Well, that's a shame.
Okay. Well, it may be a shame, but I'm so uncomfortable when I put stockings on that, you know.
Right.
You got to understand.
All right, let's just leave that there.
I feel really middle ages when I do that.
Okay, here's the deal.
Here's the deal.
The deal is we're raising money.
We're raising money.
Here's how you do it. You pick up your phone, you call 877-500-5266, or you log on to the internet tubes at kboo.fm. You make a contribution, you become a member
so
of
KBOO. So if people call 877-500-5266, they can make a significant contribution?
A significant.
Significant meaning anything from $20 to whatever.
Significant meaning whatever it is you want it to mean.
Yeah, whatever you can afford.
Right. Also. For... during this hour, the first $500 that we raise will be matched dollar for dollar by an anonymous sugar person.
We don't have sugar daddies or mommies.
Yeah,
we have persons.
That's right.
We're very politically correct.
Right. Thirdly.
Thirdly.
For a donation of $500.
Yes.
You can have dinner at Higgins Restaurant with Joe Uris.
You and a significant other or any other friend.
And for $600, Joe will stay home.
Yeah.
It's just that simple.
It's so simple.
All right.
What a deal.
We're also talking about the water initiative on the May ballot.
You know, your ballot's already in your house.
It is already in your house, yes.
Yeah, so you need to vote.
And the number to call to talk about that issue, 503-231-8187. I think we have a caller. Harry, good morning. Harry.
My call.
Yeah, hi.
I want to let you know that I'm a longtime member and listener to KBOO.
Right on.
And
Thank you.
When I get my in the mail, I will renew my membership.
Excellent.
Now to the subject at hand.
Okay,
I want to ask everyone, all the listeners, to please vote for the water issue.
Okay.
And the reason why is you mentioned before, the reason why we must change it is because of the corruption of the city council. For years, we've been trying them to listen to the public, and they won't do it. So how do we punish it? Punish them? We'll take it away from them. We're just taking control. It still belongs to the city. City built Bull Run. Gresham, Troutdale, and all those other communities, they're our customers. And when you mentioned about the corporations did not set up this measure, and that's a misnomer that you're giving out, and they didn't. The corporations are hedging their bets by supporting both sides. And so the only way to stop the pilfering of our money, because you have to remember, the sewer and the water has a $1 billion revenue stream. That means the city gets $1 billion a year, and they're using it for other purposes, and there's no financial audit. They won't do it. But this measure sets up a PUD. They don't talk about it being a PUD. It still belongs to the city of Portland, but the citizens will have more control.
Okay. Okay, I guess you and I can disagree on this. I think the conversation we've had both last week and this week is very useful for people to make up their minds. And I'm going to leave it at that unless you want to add something else.
Oh, that's it. Just make sure everyone votes for it.
Okay,
thank
man.
Thank you.
All right. We're doomed to disagree. But here's the important point about KBOO. Just think about this. We air multiple opinions on subjects, even when, in my case, we disagree. We are the true voice of open discourse. And that is non-existent in the rest of media in this city. If you care about issues, if you care about starting conversations on fundamental questions, on the basic radical meaning the root of problems in the region, in the city, in the nation, in the world, you owe it to yourself to make an investment in this station. And three times a year, we come to you, hat in hand, well, we don't have hats, you know, hand in hand, begging you, whining with all kinds of humor. And
I've got
maybe
a hat.
You got a hat?
Yeah.
Yeah, a silly little English hat.
Yeah.
Anyway, silly little English hat. He's got it out there. And we need your support. This is not some, we're not lying. We don't have a hidden billion-dollar stream of money or something. We're really kind of an impoverished outfit. We exist by the skin of our teeth. Do teeth have skin?
Yeah, they do.
Okay. So
metaphoric skin.
Metaphoric skin. So what you need to do right now is call 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266. And we've sweetened the deal. First of all, every dollar you give is matched dollar for dollar up to $500. That's number one. Number two, if you give $500 and you want to, you can have dinner at Higgins Restaurant, you and a friend, and me. And for an extra $100, that is $600, I won't go.
Such a deal.
That's a really good deal. So won't you right now plunk down your money, make your life happier, make the world a better place, and make sure that you have supported, listener-supported, community-based radio, KBOO.
So broadly speaking, you might be asking yourself, why should I fork over some of my hard-earned dollars or plunk them down?
Plunking them down is better than forking them over.
Yeah, I would say so.
Money doesn't fork well.
No, it doesn't. Yeah. But here's why. Here's why. This station brings you news and public affairs coverage of issues that matter to you as a progressive, issues that matter to you as a human being, issues that the for-profit media won't cover for a variety of reasons, possibly because it's not profitable to do so, possibly because to shed light on these issues and on these events would challenge the profit-making prerogatives of their corporate owners, mm-hmm. for a whole list of reasons. I'll give you one example. Not too long ago, there was a mass abduction of girls from a town in Nigeria.
Yes.
Vanished. Hundreds of girls vanished from a school. This is just now beginning to trickle into the mainstream for-profit media. But this station, through vehicles like Democracy Now!, has been on this story from the very beginning. Why? Because it matters to thinking human beings. And I'm wagering that if you're listening to the sound of my voice right now, you are a thinking human being, and it matters to you to know about these things. It matters to you to take action on these issues, and it matters to you to support a news media organization like KBOO that brings these things to you.
And remember this also. It's not a bonus. It's integral to the whole process. We have the best, and this is no exaggeration, the best music programming on the radio today.
That's right. I would say, the Yiddish music show on this station is better than any other Yiddish music show in town.
Also the Persian show.
Also, they're also the only Yiddish and Persian shows in town.
Yeah, so, but also African music, jazz. I mean, you name it, we do it.
It's true.
And it's really, really important to understand that if we don't get help, you know, if people don't contribute regularly, if you don't tithe to KBOO, KBOO goes away. So
that's a little bit medieval.
877-500-5266.
That's
not
true.
Medieval. The Mormons tithe, the Catholics tithe,
yeah.
The Protestants tithe.
Yeah.
They tithe.
They do. Well, we'll talk about that another time.
Okay, another time we'll talk about that.
I think we have a caller. Who's there, Steve? Barth, good morning.
Good morning, all. Happy pledge drive, we hope.
Hey, thank
I hope
you.
So.
I want to make a pitch for the pledge drive.
Okay, knock yourself out.
That it's intelligent, irreverent, local talk and conversation. You're not just listening to people yammer. You get a chance to talk back and to talk out. And that's a really valuable commodity in today's world.
Yes.
And I'm going to fold this over into the discussion of the Water Bureau.
Sure.
There is a lot of irritation, and there's probably going to be a groundswell that's going to move to support this new measure and to convince people that, like your last caller said, this is the way to teach them a lesson. We're going to take away the Water Bureau from these bureaucrats.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, in essence, that's what you're going to do, except if you don't limit the financial ability of really wealthy parties to totally control the process and the outcome of the elections that you engender, then you shouldn't be surprised when very powerful and wealthy entities control the outcome. If this were to be a PUD in a real form, you'd have a publicly elected board to run it, and that you would have some input in how it was run, and that it would be a not-for-profit item, and that it would not be controlled by special interests. I don't know that that is delineated in the ballot measure.
Well, it can't be for profit, and to be fair, it is a publicly elected board by little region. The problem is, based on the school board system, the problem is a lot of people are cut out of the action on the east side, and it's not well drawn up. I mean, I think these are the kinds of things that really concern me. It's not well thought out. And I don't see how you can cut costs in a system where the costs are very rigid and defined not just locally but federally. We got pipes, we got water pipes in the city that are really old, that have to be replaced. And that's money. That's money that you or I are going to have to pay one way or the other.
If your last caller is correct and there is a $1 billion
I don't know
income stream, that seems rather fantastic given the size of the region.
Yeah.
But whatever the income stream is, I think, yes, there should be auditing. There should be some kind of feedback that says that money that comes in for this department is primarily benefiting the customers of this department and the costs of this department versus being a big cash cow for the city. And so those kinds of things I'm in favor of. But if you suggested before that this was a naive presentation, I wonder if it's not just a simplistic presentation that's being touted for the small government / Tea Party types to tumble in, as well as the disgruntled homeowners to say, well, yeah, we're getting worked over by this, and so we should revolt. You know, this. I don't know that this necessarily leads to small government, and I don't think that this necessarily leads to a result that's going to be a financial benefit for the whole spectrum of customers.
Yeah, I think there are a lot of improvements that need to be made in the way in which the city governs and in the way in which the Water Bureau and the Sewer Bureau are operated. I don't think you throw the baby out with the bathwater. And that's where I'm coming from. But I really appreciate your call. I'm going to give some other folks an opportunity, okay?
One other thought.
Okay.
Hopefully the watershed gift of dinner with Joe doesn't end in tears.
There's no guarantees.
No guarantee whatsoever. Off. Could be a very insulting event. I don't know.
Well, that's why it's worth the extra $100 to make sure you don't actually go.
Yeah, what a deal. You know, think of this. People, you really need to get your head around this. $500 gets you dinner for two at Higgins. You could make it two couples. That's $1,000. And then if you plunk down an extra $100, you don't even have to have me there.
That's true.
It's a really good deal.
Boy, is that tempting.
Plus, you know, Higgins is really a premier restaurant.
Yeah, it's good.
Cool people.
Yeah.
All right. So, thanks a lot. We got more callers, I guess.
Nope.
Yes, no. We
go
do.
To Pledge Central.
Hey, we're
Pledge
right
Central.
Here.
Pledge Central. We are here.
How's it looking back there?
We're chugging along. No one has taken you up on not having dinner with them.
That's weird.
Or having dinner with them.
Clothed or not.
Well,
So, Joe, put your sexy voice on. And then people will call 877-500-5266.
Have dinner with me.
If only Joe had a sexy voice to put on.
It's just dinner.
This is
what could go
so
wrong.
Many missing antecedents.
You know, Abe, how much would you pay Abe not to have to sit across from Joe every week? I'm just asking.
Well, that's interesting you bring that up, because as a KBOO volunteer, I don't get paid every week to sit across from Joe.
Wait a minute. You don't get paid?
No.
Well, I don't get paid?
No.
We don't get paid?
No.
Oh, what am I doing here?
We've been wondering that for years.
877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266. There are so many offers on the table. Every dollar you give is matched.
Matched.
One for one.
Matched, I say.
And you can, if you want to plunk down $500, have dinner for two, with or without me, for an extra $100. At Higgins Restaurant, which is really cool. There are two of those. That is, you could have a foursome and me, or a foursome and not me. What a deal.
Wow.
Yeah. What a deal.
We've got people. Reels, doesn't it?
We have people to say thank you to.
Yeah, that's
to.
Right. You know, Joe, here are four people that are not going to have dinner with you, regardless of what's going on. Deborah is renewing from Portland. Thank you, Deborah.
All right.
Yay. And Evelyn is renewing from Portland.
Hey.
Yay. Molly is renewing from Sandy.
Hey.
Not Sandy from Molly, but I mean, you know.
I know Molly. I actually know Molly. Hi, Molly.
Hi, Sandy.
Okay.
And from Washougal, Washington, Teresa. Yay.
Right.
Thank you very much. There's room for you yet, folks out there. You need to call right now. Yes, it's a matching period we're in right now. An anonymous donorette. No, that's not right. Donor.
Donor, yeah. Person. Don't. We don't use diminutives to describe women on KBOO.
Donor. Well, no, that. Okay.
Like, we don't do donoress.
I did.
For example.
Well, now you've got
Okay, anyway, some generous member decided to give us $500 that would match your $500 during the Joe and Abe show.
Yes.
And the only way we get to collect that $500 is if you, our listeners, become members now by calling 877-500-5266.
Right.
Or going online to KBOO.FM and clicking the tip jar. But you can't get the dinner with Joe by clicking the tip jar, only by calling 877-500-5266. Will that honor be bestowed upon
you? So here's the thing, too. So you call, you get your pledge matched by an anonymous donor, you get dinner or not with Joe, and you get a tree planted in your name by Friends of Trees.
Wait, a tree as well?
Oh my goodness.
A tree. You get a tree? Wait a minute. Get a tree, you get a match, and you get dinner?
Dinner, yeah, and wine.
Whoa, and wine?
And maybe serenaded.
And for an extra $100, no Joe.
Wow.
No Joe. Wow. No Joe plus tree equals happy listener, happy member.
You know, I'm going to go out on a limb here.
Oh.
I'd say that's worth your money right there.
Well, you should probably it's a win-win-win-win-win-win.
You should have leafed that alone.
Oh.
Hey, once again,
we should stop this root and branch.
Yes, yes, we will, but we want to leave you with the number, 877-500-5266. This is your community radio station.
Can you say that number again?
877-500-5266.
Yeah. You know, we have not had a show talking about food in a while.
No.
And we probably
won't. Food. I eat it every day.
But I'm, you know, I have a limited history of working in the food industry.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you do when you're poor.
That's true.
Yeah.
I was a union guy when I worked in the food industry.
Were you?
Yeah, that was very cool.
That's good. I worked in New York and I worked in. I actually first learned how to prepare food at Reed College.
Oh, my.
I don't know if that's a recommendation or not, but I did. It was Larry the Sea Cook. He was a retired merchant marine. He was a very large, very hairy fellow, and he liked to wear what are now called sexistly wife beater T-shirts.
So he's a caricature.
Well, he really
of
was
an institutional cook.
And he's Irish. He talked Irish, and he had a lot of sweat. A lot of hair, a lot of sweat. So I learned how to make, you know, gravies with a human feeling to them, a human odor.
Oh God! That's horrible.
Yeah. Well, but I also learned how to prepare all kinds of food. It served me in good stead while I was trying to survive. And I do not cook at Higgins. No, I want to be very clear about this. I've never been asked to prepare food there, and I don't think I can imagine being asked. I cook at home. That's it. And Higgins really is, I mean, this is really an opportunity. I don't know if people really appreciate this. $500, you get a full meal, three courses, you know. You get wine specifically designed for the meal.
Oh, my.
Yeah, and it's chosen by their excellent wine steward.
To accompany,
right.
The choices.
Oh, yes, accompaniments.
Chosen and by their sommelier.
A flight. Mm-hmm. Yes, a sommelier will choose it, and he's a cool guy. And amazingly enough, all of this for $500 for two people. That means you and your partner or friend, and the other partner and friend, that is four of you, could all have it to happen together. And for an extra $100, I won't go.
You know what I just heard?
What?
We just sold one of those dinners.
We did. We sold the dinner. Ding dong, ding dong. Where's the bell? Okay. No, that's great. I think whoever it is, they need to give us a number, and we'll set it up, and we'll make a date, and we'll have it happen, and they can decide if they want to give an extra $100 to get rid of me, you know, whatever.
Here are just a few of the things that can await you at Higgins.
Ooh.
In your dream dinner for three with Joe Uris.
Ooh.
A salad of spinach, roasted beets, crispy onions, and a maple mustard vinaigrette.
Okay.
Manila clam steamed in white wine with pasilla chiles, onions, cilantro, and garlic toast.
Ooh.
All this and more.
All that
I could
and
go
more.
On and on.
Yeah.
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 503-231-8187 is the number to call to talk on this show. We're talking about the water bill on the next ballot. But if you want to become a member of KBOO, 877-500-5266, that is the more important number to use today.
Yeah, we three times a year we come to you and we whine and we beg and we scream and we yell and we try to be funny and we make you hopefully put up some money to make this station survive.
Asparagus with flaxseed oatcakes, radishes, walnut sauce, and spicy greens.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, yes.
I'm getting hungry. All right.
We've got a caller. Steve, good morning.
Good morning. I'm calling about the water issue, the new measure.
Okay.
And normally, if I'm not happy with both choices, I seek the lesser of two evils, as do many people.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And here, while it's a little unclear what that is, it is possible that the lesser of two evils is, as you say, to vote no, because we really don't know a lot about the consequences of what will happen. Although, as you did point out, the Public Utility Commission that would result if there's a yes vote would be voted on, and it would certainly be nonprofit. However, I've decided to vote yes regardless of what the worst of the two turns out to be. And here's my reasoning. The local politicians have learned that they can jack up our sewer bills and our water bills endlessly so far with no complaint. People have not done anything to stop them.
They've created this ballot measure.
That's right. This is the first. Exactly. You're right. This is the first time that people have said there has to be a limit to how far you can exceed inflation year after year after year after year with our water and sewer bills before you're eating up everything we've got. Politicians have learned this is indeed a cash cow, and they have felt that there's no end to it. And I think that it's essential that they be forced to wake up. I'm not sure that I know that I really want this to pass. I think I'll be okay with it passing or going down. But
wait a minute, you're going to vote for it and you don't want it?
Right. What I want is if it does go down,
yeah.
I want it to be very, very close.
Ah.
So that the politicians start to sweat.
So a message is sent.
And it begins to wake them up so they understand they can't do this to us endlessly. That said, I am in no way convinced that a yes vote will necessarily be worse than what we currently have.
Let me ask you this. Is there anything in the measure that suggests to you that it will reduce rates?
that is a little bit less of the issue, and it gets to this point of lesser of two evils, and I'm not sure what that is. It may not reduce rates, although our rates, as you know, are way higher than the vast majority of municipalities in the United States. And each year, as we continue to outstrip inflation, we get closer to the top. I think we are now the third most expensive water bill in the entire nation.
Well, no, actually, we're one of the more expensive ones. People need to understand this. Federal mandates caused a lot of our expenses, and filthy rivers caused a lot of our expenses. I mean, a lot of this is sewer money. And now we face the very serious reality of deferred maintenance. This is something that goes back, 50 years. We have water pipes that just simply are no good. We're going to have to replace them, and that's going to raise costs. It's just a reality.
Well, listen, thank you for the call. We have to throw it back to Pledge Central.
But
I appreciate
your argument. Hey. What's the deal?
What's going on back there, y'all?
Hey.
Well, we got people to thank.
All right.
We want to thank Marilyn from Southeast for renewing, Catherine from Southeast for renewing, and Sarah from Northeast for renewing.
Did I hear right somebody has taken us up on the dinner?
That's right.
Yes.
We still have one dinner left, though.
We have one dinner left. One, and the person that took the first one decided that it would be okay for Joe to come.
Wow.
And she said that you're one of her favorite people.
Wow. Oh my.
She obviously doesn't know me.
Obviously doesn't get out much.
Yeah, really.
That opinion is doomed to change. But for now, let's let her enjoy
the
fantasy.
I promise this. The two people who come to dinner with me can dominate the conversation.
No.
Yeah.
I'll believe that. Want to record.
Okay, so there's one dinner left. So 877-500-5266. For a mere $500, you and a guest can have dinner with Joe Uris. And for a mere $6, he'll stay home.
You know, it's really a good deal either way. And I really want to point this out. Eating in good restaurants is expensive.
Yes.
If you did this on your own, I don't think you could get out of there on a full meal for less than probably $100, maybe $200. So what the hell?
Yeah. Especially if you get that really expensive bottle of wine.
That's right.
This is the deal. They have when the wine salespeople come to a restaurant, this maybe people don't know this, they leave bottles of really good wine behind as a, not a bribe, but
as an incentive.
An incentive. And generally, the good restaurants, will save that for events like this, for where they can use it as a special part of a special meal for a special cause.
Do pharmacists do that,
too? Pharmacists, yes. You can get heroin on a special deal.
They leave some oxycodone sitting there.
Actually, you can't get heroin in America. It's illegal.
No, okay, moving on. 877-500-5266 is the number to call. Just one of those dinners left. The opportunity to get your dollar match dollar for dollar still exists for the next 9 minutes. And for the next 9 minutes, if you want to have dinner with Joe Uris, you will have that opportunity if you call 877-500-5266. 877-500-5266. Just one of those dinners for two left for a mere membership of $500. And for if you throw in an extra $100, Joe says he won't stay. He will
keep me hungry for an extra
$100.
He will
just greet you, come in and have a glass of wine with you, and off he'll go, and
spill
you can have your romantic
And I want you to think about the value of not having Joe at your table. That's really worth the
extra
$100.
Yeah, let's talk about real value, and let's remember that we can make it a deal. Yeah, if you want to, you could just wear street clothes. That's cool. But if you want to really make it something for you and a very good friend, you could dress up.
You
could dress up.
Look good.
It could be all la-di-da.
You want to see Joe all dressed up in a suit and tie?
I actually own a nice suit.
I bet you do.
I do.
I bet your wife makes sure you look good when you have to.
She doesn't give a damn about how
He hasn't.
She's too smart for that.
He hasn't put that suit on since 1973.
Nice.
But he owns it.
Why the
I
pulse.
Own it. Yes.
877-500-5266 is the number to call.
And get a tree planted if you don't. Donated at $75 or greater level, you can have a tree planted by Friends of Trees. That's awesome. And by the way, that $500 amount for that dinner with Joe Uris or not for $600, $500 is $1.37 a day. I mean, really? Seriously? $1.37? That's
Wow.
That's not
all. $1.37.
Yeah. Wow.
I mean, you know, really, if you think
really?
About it. Really? So 503.
You can't even get a taco for $1.37.
877-500-5266. 877-500-5266. If you're regular listeners of the Joe and Abe Talk Radio Show, you know how these guys are. And this is just a really a cool deal.
What does that mean?
You want to explain that?
You know who you are.
These guys are. You know that they bring you information, some fun, some humor amongst the tragedy. I mean, it's always interesting listening to Joe and Abe. They always bring something new to the table.
Yes, they do.
They take your calls. They entertain what you're talking about, and then you know move on. And no, I'm kidding. But
yeah,
no, seriously.
And then we ignore you, and the world goes on, and it's dropping
it's
into the pit of hell.
Like at home.
The pit of hell. Don't forget the pit of hell. Only K-Brew can save you from the pit of hell.
877-500-5266. 877-500-5266.
That is correct. Or if you just have had too much talk this morning, you can go to your computer at kboo.fm and click the tip jar. But if you want that dinner... If you want that dinner with Joe...
There's one left.
There's one left.
Or that dinner without Joe.
There's one left. We've got 6 minutes, and in 6 minutes, that offer will be gone. So 877-500-5266, and you can have dinner with or without Joe.
Bucatini pasta with walnut, nettle pesto, rapini, and pecorino romano.
What'd you call me?
Ooh. Huh? 877-500-5266. Thank you so much for being members of KBOO. Thank you. Your membership makes a difference.
It really does. And I want to emphasize something. It's very important. I think people know this, but we really do not get any corporate money to speak of. And we don't get any federal or state or local money to speak of. We depend on you, our listeners. We are listener supported, and that's for real. No exaggeration, no distortion here. This is the truth. The fact of the matter is that you are KBOO. And if you want this programming, this wonderful music, this wonderful public affairs programming, many causes supported by KBOO that have gone on to become even more significant, if you want this to continue, it's time to pony up. Is that fair to say?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. You know, anytime you use pony as a verb, that's, you know, that's worth something. It's worth $500 dinner at Higgins. That's what it's worth.
I'm so old, I remember the dance called the pony.
Yeah, how do you do that?
I can't describe it on the radio. It's too nasty.
For dinner at Higgins, would you do the pony between the second and third courses?
No.
Oh, that's too bad.
I'm sorry. I decorum will prevail.
Oh, that's a shame.
Well, what passes for decorum?
What passes for decorum?
Anyway. Hey, listen. Folks, this is an opportunity. I was amazed when Greg agreed to do this this dinner for two different couples, and to include me yet. But you know, you can buy me out of the process by throwing in an extra $100. I don't have to be at your romantic dinner. You know what I'm saying?
Buckwheat crepe with asparagus, fingerling, potatoes, onions, and chevre.
Crepe.
Crepe.
Not crepe.
No, crepe. It's crepe. In the original Francais.
Sorry. Okay. You know, this is Abe and Joe. We're out there raising money. We're begging you.
We
whining.
Are. We're, yeah.
We're making noise.
We're also asking respectfully.
Respectfully.
As one progressive
and
to
you
another.
Can match. And you can match. You know, this is a $500 match, so every dollar you give is worth $2.
That's true. Through the magic of mathematics.
Oh, the mathematical magic.
That's right.
Oh, my goodness. And remember, we are involved in making America a better place.
We are.
We really are. And that's kind of corny, but it's also true. And you want to join us in that process.
Because you're part of making America a better place. You,
absolutely.
In fact, are America. Think
it
about
means
that.
America to me. Oh, I can remember when patriotism was cool. Okay. 1-877. All right, come on. 877-500-5266. That's, you know, do this now. 877-500-5266. Clear your conscience. You know, that thing you
clear
did.
Clear your wallet.
That thing you did a few years ago.
Oh,
that thing.
You know
that
it.
Thing can be cleaned
yeah.
up with a
uh-huh.
good contribution.
You know
capable.
What? Other people know it, too.
Yeah, people yeah. are watching.
That's
hurting,
right.
Listening.
Yeah, if you don't want to talk with anybody because that thing is weighing upon your conscience, you can log on to the internet.
Ah, guilt. Yes, guilt.
KBOO.fm. You can click on the tip jar. You can make a very quiet,
you remember that time
understated
when you,
pledge.
You know,
thing. Is it eating away at you a little bit?
Clear it away.
We're selling absolution. Absolution. Today.
You know, we should start a church.
We should.
We should. All right, you stay tuned. You give money. KBOO likes you. And remember, Higgins Dinner. We see you later.
It's coming through a hole in the air from those gnats Tiananmen Square. It's coming from the field that this ain't exactly.
To celebrate our spring membership drive, KBOO is proud to partner with Hopworks Urban Brewery to introduce the British Invasion IPA. Hopworks, an eco-brew pub offering sustainable organic beers, will have the British Invasion IPA on tap during our spring membership drive at both hub locations, 2944 Southeast Powell and 3947 North Williams in Portland. You can learn more about what the Hopworks British Invasion IPA means for KBOO at kboo.fm/IPA.
I still believe that the ingredients, the factors, the people ready to struggle for radical transformation for the better in Palestine, that that's a real possibility we have in our grasp in the next few years.
Tune in this Wednesday, May 7th, from 8 to 11 a.m. for a special program on A Way Forward for Israel and Palestine, featuring Ali Abu Nima with the Electronic Intifada, Max Blumenthal, the author of Goliath, Life and Loathing in Greater Israel, and Israeli soldier-turned-peace activist Miko Peled. That's this Wednesday from 8 to 11 a.m. on KBOO 90.7 FM.
This KBOO program has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Redirect Guide, committed to promoting progressive regional businesses based upon the values of sustainability, localism, and social justice. Complete business directory and resource guide at redirectguide.com. Good morning. You're listening to KBOO Portland. It's 9:01. Here's what's coming up this morning on KBOO. First on alternative radio, the speaker is Protop Chatterjee, and on outsourcing the war on terror. At 10, Chris Andre hosts Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary. At 10:15, Flashpoints features a talk by Professor Peter Dale Scott, whose new book, The Road to Afghanistan, reveals the dark, illicit world of lowly thugs and high-placed political and moneyed cabals. And at 11, stage and studio features the music of Native American jazz legend Jim Pepper in a new original show at Triangle Productions. Host Demay Roberts talks with playwright